السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah Praise to Him and His Highness He is Ar-Rahman, the Beneficent to all of his creation. And he is Ar-Rahim, the merciful, in particular, of the believers. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was the final message of all messages of Allah to humanity. May Allah give his soul peace and blessings. And send the same to the spirits, the souls of his wives, his descendants, his companions, and the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is about the universal message of Islam, alamiyat al-Islam. In Surah Al-Anbiya, this is chapter 21 of the Holy Quran, verses 105 to 107, but particularly 107. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين Allah, praise to him, is addressing Sayyidina Muhammad. عليه الصلاة والسلام, telling him, we have sent you as mercy for the worlds, plural of one word. And when the word world is explained in the Holy Quran in a situation when the Pharaoh wondered, who is your Lord, to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And he said, my Lord, my God, is the Lord of heavens, earth, and what's in between. All those creatures, creations living in heavens, on earth, and what's in between. السماوات والأرض وما بينهما. So the message of Islam is universal first, meaning for those who live in other planets, anywhere in the universe. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the word al-alameen. And of course, it is a message of the worlds on earth. Century after a century, this is the final message of Allah to humanity, to guide humanity. And it's not, and it was not for Arabs in the Arabian Peninsula only. Al-alameen, all the worlds, all the wherever humans are. If it is a message for those who live in other planets, between heavens and earth, it is easier to talk about a message for all Christians, Jews, Hindus, Shintos, any other believers of other religions, or those who have no faith. Islam is a message to all of them. One example is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in Surah Al-Jinn about Al-Jinn, and these are creatures who are capable to fly, space travel, they are way advanced from us. And Allah describing them, they attempt even to reach heavens, but the guardians of heavens shoot them to prevent them from penetrating the range where the angels are in heavens. In Surah Al-Jinn, verse 14 and 15, Surah Al-Jinn is chapter 72 of the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. They say about themselves, وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ فَمَنْ أَسْلَمَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ تَحَرُّوا رَشَدًا وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا. They describe themselves that they are, some of them are Muslims following the message of Islam, and some of them قاسط. And قاسط, one definition of it is rejecting faith, kafir, infidel. So they are like humans. Some believers, and particularly the Quran is not even using the word believer for them, Muslims. Some of them heard the message of Islam and they believed in it. But also we know from the totality of the Holy Quran, Islam is the religion of Allah revealed to humanity from the beginning. From Adam to Noah to Abraham to Moses to Jesus, Isa. May Allah give peace and blessings to the souls of all prophets and messengers of Allah. And the Arabic explanation of qasid is the one who denies the fair share of the other. Al-qist, al-mizan al-qist means balanced. I take what I deserve, and I give you what you deserve. Then I am muqsit. Qasit is the one who takes both and denies it to the other. In this case, they are oppressing themselves by rejecting the faith. And of course, they oppress others when they inspire humans to do the wrong thing. Concerning earth, in Surah Saba, chapter 34, verse 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Allah is telling Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and through him telling us, we have sent you for all humankind, people, كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ, to give them glad tidings, those who believe, give them good news that they will be the inheritors of the Jannah. وَنَذِيرًا, and warn those who still reject the faith and do wrong things. That's one characteristic of Sayyidina Muhammad. كَافَّةَ النَّاسِ, was sent to all people, to all humankind. In Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 158, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. O Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, say, O people, I have been sent as a messenger of Allah to all of you. Whether you are Christian, Jew, Shinto, Hindu, atheist, this message is for you. In Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 79, يقول الله عز وجل وارسلناك للناس رسولا وكفى بالله شهيدا. This is confirming the message. We have sent you to people. He did not say to Arabs. He did not say to Africans. He did not say to Europeans. He said to all people. And in Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 2, يقول الله عز وجل أكان للناس عجبا أن أوحينا إلى رجل منهم أن انذر الناس وبشر الذين آمنوا أن لهم قدم صدق عند ربهم. صدق الله العظيم. Why Allah is asking rhetorical question? Why are people wondering that we have inspired one of them? And Allah is using the term annas, people. Again, it's not Arabs, not Persians, not Hindu, not Americans or British, all humanity. And telling them, I have sent you one of you, a human, not an angel, you cannot put up with him. Not a super human, just the average human. Then in Surah Al-Furqan, this is chapter 25, the very first verse. يقول عز وجل تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Exalted is Allah, who descended Al-Quran, Al-Furqan, on his worshipper, that's Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salam, to be a warning and glad tidings to the whole worlds. This is in plural. Worlds, all the worlds. And finally, in this topic, verses in the Holy Quran telling us about the universality of Islam, is in particular for followers of Musa and Isa, Christians and Jews in particular. This is Ali Umran, chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 20. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل للذين أوتوا الكتاب والأميين أأسلمتم فإن أسلموا فقد اهتدوا وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاءُ. Here Allah praise to him, telling Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, say to those who had the book before you, meaning every time the people of the book in the Quran, it means the Christians and Jews. They are the ones with the book before the last book of Allah, the Quran. وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ and anybody else. It's not just for Christians and Jews. الأميين meaning all nations, all other communities, which includes what I mentioned, other religions or no religion, creed. And ask them. So it's really here, he's telling Sayyidina Muhammad, like I always say, but he's telling us, because Muhammad is no longer here, alayhi salatu wasalam. Muhammad is a human, and he died. So who is living in every generation? It's us, Muslims. So you tell everybody, people of the book, and others, tell them the message, then ask them, أَأَسْلَمْتُمْ? Have you accepted Allah and His religion, submitting to Him? فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا فَقَدْ اِهْتَدُوا. Then they are guided in their actions, reactions, words, and deeds. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوا. But if they reject what you're telling them, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ. So your job is to tell, and Allah take care of the rest. In a major hadith about the topic, this is a hadith narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. He said, كان النبي يبعث إلى قومه خاصة وبعثت إلى الناس عامة. Distinguishing himself, that's the Prophet, Messenger of Allah, peace upon him, from all his brothers, messengers of Allah and prophets before him. And he said, each one of them used to be sent specifically to his people. There is a problem, and Allah sent a messenger or a prophet to that community in particular. He said, except me, himself, Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَى النَّاسِ إِلَى النَّاسِ عَامَّةً. But I was sent to all people. And when you think about Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, to his people, then Hud for Thamud, and Salih for Hud for Ad, or Salih for Thamud, Musa for the children of Israel in Egypt, and the king of Egypt, very specific. Isa, children of Israel, and the Canaanites and the Palestinians in Palestine at that time. It's very specific locality. But for the final message of Islam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, it's for you, all humanity. And we have a responsibility to tell this message. And in a famous hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Tell the people you interact with, a friend, a co-worker, even one ayah, without even telling them this is an ayah. If they ask, tell them more. From the beginning, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was aware about this mission, the universality of his mission, عالميت البعثة. That's why, from the beginning, he sent messages to the kings, notable leaders, not only in the Arabian Peninsula, and there were many kings and many leaders, and tribes, and King of Oman and King of Bahrain and several kings of Yemen. Not only those, but he went outside to the Persian Kisra, king called Kisra, and to the Caesar of Romans, This is in Al-Quds, مملكة القدس, in Syria. And to the Egyptian king, Muqawqas. And to, of course, to the Najashi of Ethiopia, Habasha, who was a good man actually from the beginning. Therefore, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام sent the first two immigrations before Medina. He sent them to Habasha because he was a good man. And he got really good results. And he was guided by the verses of the Holy Quran. Tell the message. He would always ask them to come to Islam, to accept Islam, to know about Islam without threats. And he got good results, even good responses from the king of the Christians in Al-Quds, in Bilad al-Sham, or the Egyptian king, Muqawqas, and of course the Najashi of Habasha. They responded very nicely, but the king of Persia did not respond nicely. Actually, he tore it down, tore the message down. Then when the news came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he tore them down in despise, then he really called Allah to tear his throne down like he did. And within few years, this really happened. He died humiliated by his son. His son took over the throne, putting his father in prison, and he died. And quickly, in 4 years, several kings of the family, everyone competing for to be the king. And they weakened the Persian Empire, in fact, making it ready for the Islamic forces after that. And the people fed up with these civil wars, if you will. People welcomed Islam, and they found justice in Islam and equality. And the same thing happened in Bilad al-Sham. So from the beginning, the Prophet ﷺ was aware about the universality of Islam. Look at his companions, and you will see what he did. He had a close Bilal from African descent, Muadhin al-Rasul, radiallahu anhu, Suhayb, a Roman, Salman, the Persian educated intellectual who kept looking for a true message of Allah until he found Islam. Adas, this is from Taif, Rihlat al-Taif trip, when the Prophet ﷺ was tortured there and thrown with stones at him, and Adas came and gave him grapes, and actually he told him about Islam. And from the early believers, also we can't, in fact, I would like to mention the mother of the believer, the Egyptian mother of the believers, Maria al-Qibtiyya, the Coptic Maria, and her sister Sirin bin Shamoun. They were sent as good gesture from Muqawqas, the king of Egypt, in response to the Prophet's message. And even he had Maymun from Kurdistan, Salim and Fayruz al-Dulaymi bin al-Furs, other than Salman al-Farisi. Many actually. But the most remarkable thing is that da'wah is not for the average person, or for only the wealthy people or powerful, or it included, from the beginning, it attracted the slaves of Mecca. And in particular, the non-believers once heard the Prophet, and they said, leaders of the non-believers, you are saying good things, but why do you have these poor people and slaves around you? Kick them out and we may come to listen to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended Quran, وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Don't kick the believers out the meaning of the ayah. No, you don't. Don't kick them, the believers. They are better than the non-believers, even if the non-believers are notables and powerful people, leaders of their communities. The da'wah also attracted wealthy people like Uthman, radiallahu anhu, and poorest of the poor, Al-Ghifari, Abu Dharr Al-Ghifari. May Allah be pleased with him. In khutbah al-wada', this is when the Prophet ﷺ went in pilgrimage to Mecca, and that was the last one. Then he died. Peace and blessing be upon him. It's a very beautiful khutbah. You should look for it. It's in all languages in the internet. Read it. Discuss it with your family members. And inshallah, with every dua, they will understand and they will make dua for you when you leave this earth. Among what he said, Ya ayyuhal nasu, ala inna rabbakum wahid. Oh people, that's what attracted my attention most. Ya ayyuhal nas. He did not say, oh you who believe, you are believers, or oh Muslims. Ya ayyuhal nas. I'm talking to you, all people. The Muslims, the believers, the non-believers, the inshallah, they will accept after that. Da'wah, calling for Allah, is really for everybody. Ala inna rabbakum wahid. Your Lord is one. Wa inna abakum wahid. And your father, you, all of us came from Adam. ألا لا فضل لعربي على أعجمي. There is the Arab person is not better than a Persian person. Persian means from Iran, and you can say from Afghanistan, Asians in general. ولا لعجمي على عربي. And a Persian person or Asian person is not better than an Arab person. ولا لأحمر على أسود. And a red person, and you can include Europeans, white, like we say white, على أسود. A European is not better than African who is black. ولا لأسود على أحمر. And the African black is not better than the European white or red, except for one criterion. There is only one standard that makes a person better than another. It's not skin color. This is what he's saying here. It's not nationality. It's not language. It's not position. It's not rank. It's not descent. What is it? Illa bittaqwa. At-taqwa is the standard that makes one of us better than the other. Taqwa, in its simplest definition, is righteousness, doing the good deeds, following what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described for us, doing the right thing, being good to yourself, not harming it by injecting anything harmful, being good to your family members, showing them love and compassion, and be their advocate. Being good to your brothers and sisters in the community. Here, the masjid, the Muslims, and the non-Muslims. Your community means everybody. Actually, in this way, we become good ambassadors. This is really the message of Islam. Equality. We are to compete for goodness in order to get closer to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those of taqwa, of righteousness, of piety, so we can win in this world and in the hereafter. And ask him, he is very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Among the Sahaba that I read about in preparation for this khutbah, I'd like to share with you something about Bilal. May Allah be pleased with him, Mu'adhin al-Rasul. Bilal was a slave. He was born. It's not the first generation slave. Born in Mecca. For Abdullah ibn Jad'an, who owned 100 slaves, among them Bilal. When the Messenger of Allah started talking about Islam and its justice and equality, and there is no difference between one person or another because of skin color, so the slaves flocked to him. Poor people flocked to him. Anyone who is discriminated against would flock to him, coming to him. So one reaction from the masters of slaves is sending their slaves outside Mecca so they don't listen to him. But Bilal was most needed, so he was kept there. And he heard the Messenger of Allah. And he wished if he can sit with him. The Prophet ﷺ used to go with Abu Bakr, his closest friend, to a cave. This is before the famous trip to Al-Madinah, when they went to a cave. There, they used to be in a cave, contemplating, talking. This is just the beginning. One day, Bilal was a shepherd, taking care of the sheep of his masters. And he passed by the cave. And the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr were very hungry and very thirsty. They called on him, "Oh shepherd, come." He came. "Can we find a sheep that's nursing? Can you give us some milk?" And Bilal said, "I would love to. But you see, it's desert. Barely we can find any shrubs or any grass for them. They are all thin and they are not giving milk." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Don't worry, bring one with them." And he gave the Prophet ﷺ one, and the Prophet touched on it and got the cup from him, and he milked it and he drank. Then milked it again, and Abu Bakr drank until satisfied. Then he milked her again and gave it to Bilal. And Bilal drank. Then he started talking to him about Islam. And he accepted Islam that there. He took his sheep and went back home to Mecca. And the people, the family he works for, observed that the sheep are in good shape. All of them, it's not just one. He repeated that for 3 days until people noticed that there is something good. Where do you take your sheep? To which area so we can take our sheep? Make a long story short, Abu Lahab, the leader of the infidels, discovered that your slave must have contact with Muhammad. Prevent him. Actually, they accused the man, the owner of the slave, of being a Muslim. He said, "No, I'm not. Take him." And he gave them Bilal. And they started torturing him in order to reject Islam and go back to idol worshipping. And his famous answer was, "Ahadun ahad." Ahadun ahad means Allah is one, not all the idols, the statues that you're worshipping. Until the Prophet ﷺ heard about his torture, they are torturing him. And he conveyed to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, "I wish if we can free him, if we can buy him to free him." And both of them did not have enough money. So they went to Al-Abbas, this is the Prophet's uncle, and he had some money. And they asked him, and he bought him and gave him to Abu Bakr, who set him free. After that, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Abu Bakr Sayyidina a'taqa Sayyiduna. Abu Bakr, our master, freed our master. This is how Muslims describe Bilal, who was a slave. He described him as our master, Bilal, radiallahu anhu. The most beautiful story is the story of the Adhan. When one of the Sahaba had a dream about the Adhan. This is Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abd Rabbu. When at the beginning, this is in Medina, and Islam is public now, how to call people to prayers. Well, they observed that the Jews blow the horn and Christians ring the bell, and everybody rejected the horn and they wanted to use the bell. Then this Sahabi, this companion, had this dream that a man wearing green suit told him, I can tell you better than a bell or a horn. Why don't you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله, the rest of the Adhan. And it was so beautiful, he came very happy in the morning to the Prophet ﷺ, and he told him, I had this dream and the man in green told me these words, and he said, call them to people and they will come, and these are better words. And the Prophet ﷺ was very happy about that, and he said, okay, tell them to Bilal. He has the most beautiful voice among us. Then Bilal went up on the roof, and the Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Zayd ibn Abd Rabbu, will tell him, and Bilal will sing it. And the people of the Medina flocked to the masjid. And quickly Umar radiallahu anhu came also running to the Prophet, and he said, O Messenger of God, I had the same dream exactly. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, Alhamdulillah. People loved his voice so much that when the Prophet ﷺ died, he stopped. He could not make adhan anymore. No matter how much Abu Bakr or Umar, they begged him, he said, I can't. One day, he migrated to Damascus, the capital of Syria, and lived there. And one night, the Prophet ﷺ came to him in his dream, and he said, oh Bilal, you deserted us for a long time. You left us. And the following day, right away, he had his camel, and he went to Medina to visit the Prophet ﷺ in his grave. When he arrived there, then Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, the grandchildren of the Prophet ﷺ, begged him to make adhan. We loved your voice so much. People associated him with the Prophet ﷺ. He make the adhan, the Prophet make the salah. Then every salah, you should remember Bilal. Then he accepted. He went on the roof and start making the adhan. And the whole Medina start crying for his voice, because he reminded them with adhan. And finally, it's beautiful to read about Bilal. Finally, I want to share, when Umar radiallahu anhu, peace, may Allah be pleased with him, was asked for Muslims to enter Bayt al-Maqdis, al-Quds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free al-Quds and Bayt al-Maqdis. When he was asked, and he came, and the remaining Sahaba who were still alive were there, and Umar begged him, please Bilal, make adhan. on the occasion of this great gift from Allah, the conquest of Al-Quds without problems, then he made adhan and the whole Sahaba were crying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give peace and blessings to the soul of the Prophet, and may Allah be pleased with all his companions. And may Allah make us among those who listen and understand and carry out the message of Islam, telling it to our families, to our communities, to our friends, to our neighbor, to whoever, to internet, wherever you can find a way, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And this is what the Prophet alayhi salam told us. He is a messenger for humanity. And this is guidance for humanity. Allahumma ighfir al-muslimin wal-muslimat wal-mu'minin wal-mu'minat al-ahya'u minhum wal-amwat innaka sami'un qaribun mujibu al-da'awati ya rabbil alameen. Allahumma la tada' lana fi hadha al-yawm al-azim dhanban illa ghafarta wala daynan illa sadatta ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تعقلون. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.
الله أكبر. الله
ولذكر الله أكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة على الفلاح. قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا وأكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them. It's a sunnah. الله أكبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والشمس بضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.